Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got somebody on the show that I want you to meet, a new friend, Sarah Stevens. Stevens with a V is here. Sarah is the founder and the CEO of Stevens Technologies Incorporated. It's an award-winning small business. She's been around since 1995. And we got her to tell us, she's here to talk to us about not only about her business, but how she came to be a recognized and award-winning small business. Sarah Stevens, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And of course, folks, you know Nell Merlino has been with us in the past for many times. In fact, Nell, as you know, folks, is the Make Mine a Million lady, one of our brain trust that we've been talking to for a long time. Sarah Nell was on my show when she was still operating out of her apartment.
Oh.
So we've been telling people about her organization, Count Me In and Make Mine a Million. In fact, we were talking about Count Me In before it was Make Mine a Million.
Oh, okay.
So we go way back with her. Sarah, tell us about what Stevens Technologies does.
We are a technology firm, obviously, first and foremost. But what we do is we provide information security and assurance services to the government and large corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So we protect.
Are you a certified woman-owned business?
We are. Uh-huh.
So that's how you get into the government contracts.
Yes, that helps some.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting though is I think that those certifications and so forth, they certainly help. But at the same time, the government's looking for a real value
right. And
a company that knows what they're doing. And I think that that's why we survive the government.
It's not a path to riches, but it does open doors.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you still have to do the work. And I won't talk about that in a little bit, but go ahead. Tell us what your company does. Now, you talked about security and assurance. What does all that mean?
Well, I think that all of us have heard about all of in the news. We do Google searches and so forth, and we hear about the latest grocery store chain that's been attacked, or the latest large company that has a PCI breach or identity theft.
What's a PCI?
Notes from the bank.
Mm-hmm. What's a PCI?
PCI is payment card industry.
Okay.
And in order for anybody to have one of those machines, for one of those small businesses or large businesses that run your machine when you go to the credit, when you go to the store and you use a credit card and you run it through a machine, they have to be PCI compliant in
right.
order to have those machines.
But sometimes there's a breach, and we hear about that, where some credit card company loses 25 million card,
yes.
You know, somebody breaches and gets access to those cards.
Exactly.
Some department store or whatever. And so you're involved in that. Tell us how you plug into that world.
Yes, exactly. So what we do is we try to prevent those breaches. And a lot of times people think that preventing those breaches is putting a firewall in place or installing an intrusion detection system, and that's simply not true. In order to prevent security breaches and so forth, our company takes a different perspective on that, and we believe that you have to protect the organization holistically.
Mm-hmm.
So you start at the top of the organization.
Training and policies, things like that?
Yes, yes, you got it. You start at the top of the organization, and you help people in the organization to think right first
mm-hmm.
and to look at information security in the right way. And then we work our way down to deciding what technological solutions will most support the business objectives of the company.
Well, and see, this is the kind of information that small businesses should be thinking about, too.
Definitely.
Because the couple that run the local farmers market that we like to do business with, we were over there not too long ago, and they were so excited because they had a PCI. They had their little card swiper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were so proud of themselves.
Right.
And they should be, because I remember when they didn't even have a cash register, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I was proud of them too, but what they didn't realize, and what everybody has to realize, when you take information from a customer, you're responsible for that, to protect that for them.
That's exactly right. That's
And so regardless, even if you don't have, you don't know what a firewall is, you don't know all the other stuff that you got to have, like that Sarah and her organization help big companies and the government take care of, you might be saying, well, that's not something I have to pay attention to. Well, that's not true.
That's right.
It's you, everybody. If you take anything, a check or anything from a customer, you're responsible for that, and your people need to be trained about that, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, the PCI DSS standard, our company is a PCI, we're called a Qualified Security Assessment Company.
Right.
And so we go in, and even those people that are so small, you know, at a farmer's market with a card swiping machine, we absolutely work with them to become compliant as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus has generally been the large market. But recently, here, especially here in Charlotte, we've helped a lot of companies to figure out some solutions there to keep that information private. But absolutely, everyone has to be concerned about this.
Give us an example of I'd like to talk about this just a little bit more. Give us an example about some of the things how would you train people? What would you tell them that my audience could take, some of the folks listening could take, and can apply to their business?
Absolutely. Well, I think that the very first thing is that everybody in your organization has a responsibility for information security. So that means that maybe in a smaller business, you know, you probably don't have a lot of original written policies. So what you need to do is you need to put accountability of protecting that information in the hand of users. So tell them, change your password frequently. You know, these are some of the technical things that you can do.
I hate that. I hate changing my password.
It's an inconvenience, isn't it?
Yeah, I can barely remember my old one, let alone all the new ones.
Another thing is a lot of times companies, small companies, end up using home computers or people are, you know, using laptops and so forth. And you really need to make sure that those laptops are secure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't download applications off of the internet on the same computer that you're using to work on your company, logins.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be so careful. Don't open email. I mean, all those things that I'm sure everybody's heard. Don't open email from people you know or don't know.
We've been talking about all that, especially attachments, unless you absolutely know them.
And have as
rigid and as effective a security system as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have that. No question about it. Hang on, Sarah. We're gonna take a quick break. Sarah Stevens is our guest, folks. She's the president, the founder, and CEO of Stevens Technologies Inc. And this is an award-winning company, small business, just like yours and mine. And we're going to talk some more about this with her after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingham. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sarah Stevens is our guest. She's the founder and CEO of Stevens Technologies Incorporated. She recently won the 2009 Make Mine a Million Business Award, the M3 race, which she received that award at the American Express Open Women's Business Summit. She also received the Patriot Award from North Carolina for her support of the Guard and Reserve. So congratulations, Sarah, on being the kind of company that people want to give awards to. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
The cream rises to the top, always.
Well, yeah, but I think that at the same time, you know, I can't really take all the credit for this. So I have a great staff of employees that are so good at what
they
do.
How many folks you got?
21.
All right. I like that. That's a good size. And give us the website. Tell us how we can find you.
STI.us.com.
STI.us.com?
You betcha.
All right, so check that out, folks. And now you work with big companies and government, but you said earlier if somebody your size wanted some help, would you do that?
Yes, we've actually just introduced a small business product And what we do is we come in and give an evaluation. It's basically a one-day review, and we come in and we talk to you about things, some of the things we were just talking about, Jim, but a more focused approach on that small business. What kind of things can they do immediately to help secure their assets, and what is most important in their particular
And maybe get them set up on kind of a self-help kind of a trajectory?
Exactly.
You come in for one day, and then after that, they do the work themselves. But that way, they don't have to adopt you. They can rent you for a day.
That's exactly right, Jim. And what we do is we provide them with a chart of here's what you need to do going forward, and here's how to fix some of the problems.
And also, what are the dangers of not doing it? And a lot of people need that. They need to see how important this kind of security activity is. And if you're going to do business with large companies, what they're going to require you to include in your proposal.
You got it. As a matter of fact, just last week, Jim, up in Washington, they were talking about there was a congressional hearing about what companies that are going to do work with the government must do to their own systems. And it's all these things that we're talking about.
Talk to us about what the Make Mine a Million Award did for you. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, it changed my life. The founder, Nell Merlino, is an absolutely wonderful person.
She's been on our show for many years.
Oh, she cares so much about her small businesses. Count Me In has provided support and just so much support to our company that, we never would have gotten elsewhere. And you know what else they do is they really encourage us to find business coaches and to learn about your financials, all those things. So it helped me to find the people in Charlotte that I needed. I got in touch with a technology incubator here called the Ben Craig Center, and they provide guidance. The Count Me In program was a stepping stone to everything else out there that was available to my business to help me grow.
Well, a lot of people think of Count Me In as a startup kind of a group, but you're evidence that they're not just about startups.
That's right. Yeah, definitely not. In fact, I wanted to grow, so I had made a growth goal, and in January of 2009, found Count Me In, and they said, hey, here's a little bit of competition for you. If you are serious and you really want to grow your business and be one of those 2.7% of female-owned businesses that make it over $1 million, then here's what you need to do. And they guided us the whole way. So.
And that's makemineamillion.org. And I think countmein.org probably as well. So check that out. Sarah, talk to us a little bit about what it's like being a business owner. What are some of the issues you're facing in this current economy?
Well, I think that there's a whole lot of ups and downs. You definitely have to be really good at what you do in this tight economy, and you have to realize that the customer base is changing. So whereas before they may have had large budgets and were willing to spend a lot, now they're really tightening their belts. And so you have to really be able to go in, look at unique situations within your customer's environment, and figure out how you can really help them. It's really got to be value add these days.
Yeah, it's they're not giving any money away out there these days.
Definitely not. Your product has to be superior.
Well, and customers are more knowledgeable than they used to be, aren't they?
They sure are.
When you walk in, when you first walk in and say, hi, I'm Sarah. How do you like me so far? They're a little bit farther ahead of you than they were maybe 10 years ago, aren't they?
They sure are. The advent of the internet and Google searches and so forth, it definitely makes it so that your customer's already out there looking up other solutions, and they know a lot of what you're going to say.
Right.
And you definitely have to be ready with why your solution's better than your competitors.
And you mentioned earlier that you're a certified woman-owned business. That's a topic we've talked about quite a bit on this show, and I'm glad you pointed out earlier that even though it's been important for you, that wasn't the thing that's made your company. It's just been one of the tools that you've used to your advantage.
Yes, you got it. All the incentive programs do really is bring a woman-owned business up to the same level that male-owned non-minority.
Or small business. Woman or male or female-owned small businesses have been at a disadvantage, and so it helps all of them. Hey, Sarah, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
We'll keep up with you, seeing how things are going.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.